This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, you can add Walker Buehler to the list of those who are excited by the addition of the alpha dog that is Alex Bregman. I don't know if you buy that. Was that the New York Times or the Athletic yesterday where Curtis, a Red Sox decision maker, was texting around saying that they got their alpha dog? I don't know if you saw that or not.
No, I didn't see, but I could see what they're saying, because you get a guy, you know, when I was in New England and we went to the first Super Bowl, a lot of those guys that have been there before, you can kind of view them as alphas, you know what I mean? Because they've been there before, they know what to do, they understand how to control, you know, the locker room, the clubhouse in this situation. And so when you bring a guy on like that, I think that's just the initial reaction people are going to have because of the experience that he has, because of the success that he's seen throughout his career.
This is the argument from those who are still angry at the Red Sox. 774 text on the Subaru of New England text line. Bregman basically replaces the output from Tyler O'Neill. It's nice to see them spend money, but this move doesn't make them better.
Okay, what has been the Achilles heel outside of the fact that they're not as top-heavy talent-wise as in years past? I'll tell you. It's that they don't have any depth. That Trevor Story goes down and they're cooked. And I look at this move, if I am a Red Sox fan, and I say two things. One, thank God we're spending $40 million for a player and John Henry isn't pocketing it. And two, the person we all believe is the smartest, best baseball mind in the organization has been empowered to do his job, and that's Alex Cora.
And got the guy he wanted.
Right. He got exactly what he wanted. He got a seat at the table. And now, for the first time in 5 years, the players have no one to point to. It's all on them. The front office and ownership did their job.
617 text. There are a lot of people who are just always miserable.
Mm-hmm.
617 text. Wow, you got him for one season. Congratulations.
All right. I'll take it. Because maybe they might have a bigger plan.
Listen, do you think he's short of having some, you know, extraordinary record-setting season? He's not opting out. He's being paid $40 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 years.
Right.
He's not going to opt out.
Right. And who's to say, even if it's a great move by the Red Sox, because who's to say if he does have a good year and he goes, oh, I want a new deal and I want more money, they might just turn their attention to Vlad Guerrero Jr., because that was kind of the whispers out there. And the money that they would save from moving on from Bregman, they could now give to that. And I think fans would be even happier if they were able to get a guy like Vlad Guerrero.
Yeah.
But who's to say they don't go after Vlad, knowing that they can also have Bregman?
It's not just about output. It's about defense. Like, mm-hmm. he makes them a better team defensively.
So I, what,
if
Curtis?
Bregman leaves after 1 year, if he's one and done, he will have had a career year and likely helped you deep into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That's a I mean, who wouldn't want that?
And to your defensive question point, Greg, that's why I kind of agree with Jones a little bit. If he is your best third baseman, then you put him there to make your defense better, and you DH Devers.
Well, you can also do that down the road. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to DH Devers, you can do that not this season,
right,
but next season.
Right.
Because you have Christian Campbell coming up, prospect-wise,
right,
and he's going to want to play second base. And so, yes.
And do you... No, but that was me. Do you want to upset Raffy Devers, though? If he does not want to move, I don't think you do. I don't think you want to ruffle
any. Upset him?
Because he said before that he does not want to move.
All you got to do is, you know who? All you got to do, parade into the office. Hey, Raffy, I want you to meet David Ortiz. David Ortiz is arguably one of the beloved Red Sox players of all time. He was a DH. Look at his career. If you're Raffy Devers. You know,
I mean, I also played first base occasionally and did pretty well over there.
Yeah, not real. But
at the warm corner.
But we think of him as a DH. And so if you're Devers, you're going to be making $30 million for the next how many years? And why not, you know, if you can go to DH and, you know, save some of your body from the wear and tear of playing the field, I don't think he would mind that.
I really think that the goal here is to build the most talented, deep team possible. They did that with Bregman. Of course there's a chance he stinks. There's a chance anybody stinks. Mm-hmm. But why? I would much prefer to see them err on this side of it, where they're investing in a guy that you can believe in, that their manager demanded they sign, as opposed to letting him go to the Tigers and say, we tried.
802 text from Vermont. Hello, Vermont. Bregman can't hit lefties, so it wasn't the right-handed bat that they needed.
Like,
that's the attitude of some people. It's nuts.
It.
You can't win if you're the Red Sox. You were asking, you were demanding, you were yelling, you were saying, please spend some money, and they did.
Yep.
They were willing to, and again, I get it with John Henry, and there's been a lot of frustration, and it's warranted. But they were willing to give Alex Bregman $10 million a year over what any other team that was in the mix was offering. So, good on them.
Weren't we saying, like, pay anybody?
Give them the credit for it.
Yeah.
Right. I think those fans that do have something to say, I'm willing to bet you that they're in the minority. I bet you.
John, pay Raffy.
Pay anybody.
Are you looking at the text
machine? No, I know the text machine's behind me. But I bet, guarantee, if you put a poll out, I bet, you know, 80% of the people are happy about the Bregman move.
But Greg's right. You look through this. Why do you people suck up to Cora? He's the biggest cheater in life. 774 texter. Like, everybody's going to go down that road. People just want to be miserable. Yeah. If they didn't do anything, they'd be coming at John Henry. Now that John Henry did something, they're going to say, well, it's not good enough.
Yeah,
I just think it means that the organization is back at the big kids' table when it comes to truly competing for a championship. And it's... By saying that, Greg, it doesn't mean you absolve them from blame for getting to where they got. But Wiggy has been right. The bottom of the Red Sox, bottoming out spending-wise, is 15th to 11th in the sport. The football team was 31st over a decade. Now the Red Sox are back in the top five. And I'm sorry, I know fans are pissed. I know Henry's not exactly warm and cuddly. But this means that the organization is back investing for a championship.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you feel bad.
No, and it's what you demanded, and rightly so. And you got it, and they listened to you. And you know, and I don't know how. You know, 2 days ago we were talking about this team with the addition of Bueller and Crochet. Mm-hmm. Most likely being a playoff team, and then you add the final piece, mm-hmm. and you are more than that.
Right.
So
there's always going to be a few crab in the bucket fans that are trying to pull everybody down, but I think the overall Red Sox fan base is probably excited about this. There would have been the crabs in the buckets and the bitching and complaining if you would have went out and signed Juan Soto. Why would you pay him all that money? He's not worth this. He can't hit right, lefty pitching, whatever they would have said. So, but I think overall, the fan base is probably happy that you made this move. And this move shows, and Curtis has said it before, this move has shown that we are now trying to get back in the mix, not only with this move, but then you traded for Garrett Crochet. You brought in Walker Buehler. You signed Aroldis Chapman. So you're looking, you're starting to show like, all right, hey, we want to get back in the mix and we're willing to spend some money.
Yes.
And say what you want. Many people might not believe it, but you were a legitimate team in the Juan Soto when you were going after him.
Courtney, condolences on Nick Pivetta. Sorry about that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
That?
Oh. She'll find a new one, though. There's got to be a new one.
I know you fancied that man.
I mean, he was nice to look at.
Somewhat awkward for the rest of us the interview.
You made it awkward.
You were like...
Greg loves... I can't ever say...
You froze around Nick Pivetta like Mitch McConnell.
No, I think I handled it very professionally.
I
handled it very professionally. He, I believe, is married, as am I.
All right.
No, I just can never say, you know, someone is attractive. I have eyes.
What about Bregman? I mean,
Bregman, very handsome. Another baby on the way, I believe.
Right.
His wife, Reagan, looks like a very nice woman.
Hey, Greg, is it a compliment if Mitch McConnell doesn't confirm you as the health secretary, considering how he's standing today?
Can we at some point determine that, no disrespect to those of you who were listening to this station before I got here and you're in your late 80s or early 90s, but can we please stop with Mitch McConnell being of an age where he can be making decisions that affect the lives of other human beings?
Is that the guy who froze one time?
He's frozen several times.
It's very sad.
Yeah. It is very sad. But where's his family?
Right.
Like, where are his kids or grandkids saying, Gramps, like, enough is enough. You've been there for 90 years.
Right.
My Lord.
Greg, if you have other people making decisions for you at home, you should not be making decisions for America.
Right. If you're at immediate risk for a confusing the gas pedal for the brake pedal incident, you should not be making important decisions about the United States of America.
Yeah, if you don't know that you're in reverse and you think you're in drive, I'm with you on that one.
If the CVS is in danger of having a plate glass window incident because you're driving there, like, you should not be in the U.S. Congress.
Greg,
and by the way, mark that down for those of you who text in triggered because I talk about a politician here or there. That's me criticizing a Republican. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
All right.
Hello. And I would also add, if you cannot complete a self-checkout, you shouldn't be in the U.S. Senate.
Well, I have trouble with that sometimes. Hello.
Well, that's why you're not there.
All right, let me ask you this question. Are you honest when they say to you in Boston where you have to pay for a bag, are you honest when you figure in the whether you're taking a bag or not?
No.
I always zero.
You're serious? You go zero?
Saving my 5 cents. Stop it.
Same.
I knew you were a bag thief.
It was terrible.
I'm not the only one. I'm a bag thief. I've said this a couple times. If I happen to forget there's some water there.
Oh, my God.
My thing is this. If I'm doing the checkout, I'm putting my groceries in the thing. I'm putting my groceries on the machine. Why am I? You're not giving me any. I'm basically working there. So right. Why don't I get like a family discount?
Yeah. It's so true.
Discount. Yeah. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So can we all agree that the Red Sox had more errors than they had wins last year? Something like that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So this is where tolerance kicks in as management. Give Devers a chance at third. If he keeps screwing up, hey, you keep screwing up, we're going to pull you and put Alex in. What's so hard about that?
No, I don't. I mean, Courtney is right. He did say that he wanted to play. Mm-hmm. He wanted to keep giving it a go over there. That's fine. But, I mean, Bregman is the much better. It's not even close. He's a much better third baseman.
I like what the caller said. Hey, listen. Like he said, Ralphie, you got a shot, but your leash is short. Yeah. And if you don't get it together, guess what? You're going to be DH'ing.
Yep. All right. Quick reminder that if you cannot listen to this show on the radio, you can stream it at weei.com at any time. You can also listen on the Odyssey app. I would like to say good morning to Don, who is a Cape Cod listener, and he was texting in earlier. Listening on the Cape station, 96.3, I believe, on the Cape. So, good morning, and thank you, and we will be right back.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.